AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The FBI has determined the deadly attack Wednesday in San Bernardino, California, is being investigated as an act of terror.
FBI Director James Comey says the focus is on the shooters, Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell.
Comey hopes some cell phones will explain why this all happened.
This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us.
The Islamic State Group affiliated news agency says the San Bernardino shooters were supporters, but it stopped short of claiming responsibility for the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
European Union interior ministers have finalized the details of a plan for law enforcement agencies to access information gathered by airlines. Correspondent Laurie Hennett has more from Paris.
The European Union agreed on a system to share airline passenger information. They're hoping that that will pave the way for closer examination of the extremist networks in Europe.
The deal will give EU law enforcement agencies access to information like names, travel dates, itinerary, credit cards, and contact details. Analysts say the economy generated another month of solid hiring in November. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
This economy has been expanding at a rate that is seen as sustainable. And so as we look at 2016, the Federal Reserve believes that it can begin to normalize interest rates, and we believe that could happen very soon.
The Labor Department says employers added 211,000 jobs last month, led by big gains in construction and retail. GM plans to start selling a Chinese-manufactured Buick SUV in the U.S. next year. This is AP Radio News. The military is looking into whether the draft should be expanded to include women.
Just about all men have to register with the Selective Service System within a month of their 18th birthday. And now that combat jobs are being opened up to women, they may also have to register. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is actually something that the Department of Defense is taking a look at.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter said earlier this year he supports a review of the draft. Selective Service marks its 99th anniversary next month. The draft hasn't been used since the 1970s, when the U.S. turned to an all-volunteer military. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
U.S. regulators have approved the first generic version of Kleevec, one of the first highly effective cancer drugs. It's considered very expensive, costs about $10,000 a month. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.